好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。嗨，大家好，我是 Al。
Hi, I'm Susan.
复习一下，上一次我们说过四个 very useful 短语，或者你听不懂。第一个是 plastic。
Plastic, that's the plastic money.
信用卡。
信用卡 credit card.
对啊，你可以问 will the restaurant accept plastic? 就是说
接受信用卡付账吗？
对。第二个呢 play the game.
It relates to the,He eats no fish and play the game.
就是说他光明磊落，是个非常正直的人，对吧？
Yes.
然后呢 the third one is psychic.
Psychic is really...
不是他疯。
It's not exciting.
Yes. 是说大家的士气都被鼓起来的时候。Psychic. 群情高扬。高昂。Yeah.
And really, it means exciting, right?
Yeah, exciting. And pull my leg.
不是拖后腿，而
是
You're kidding me?
呀，你肯定胡说八道呢哈！你可以说 Oh man, you are pulling my leg. 天 ，Oh man, 我才不信你呢，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 你跟我在开玩笑。
Okay, that's for these phrases. And last time we have the sentences that 我会尽力而为。
I'm going for broke.
I'm going for broke.
Go in for broke.
Go broke 和等于 go bankrupt. 破产。Go for broke.就是即使破产也这样做，就是尽
力
而为。
那你要冒很大的风险呢，就可以说 risk one's neck， 或者说 go out on a limb， 就是表示同样的意思，就是冒很大的风险。哎
，Yes， stick one's neck out， 把脖子伸出去，那就是冒险了。
Yeah, that's right. So let's go on. Red, R-A-D， 哦，从来没见过这个词，听过吗？How did you spend your summer holiday?
I rented a bicycle and rode it across the state from north to south for 20 days.
That's so rad.
Rat? What do you want to say? Rad or rat?
对啊，我就有英文中的口语，尤其美语中的口语，是很多我们中国人很难身临其境表达或者感受到，对吧？When I ask Susan, 你暑假干嘛？她说她租了辆自行车，然后
从南到北的穿了整个，
太厉害了，
骑了20天。
然后说 That's so red. Red 是英语中的俚语，表示出色的、好极、相当于 cool,
excellent, wonderful,
marvelous. 对啊，但是 so.
如果人说 That's so red,
so 你应该说 I thought it was impossible for me to manage it,
but finally I made it.
That's so red. 这是所以你现在词库中又多了一个。
It's really cool. It's really
excellent.
And you can say it's really red.
或者是 marvelous, so fabulous.
Wonderful.
A lot of these words, huh?
So remember red.
Red. Red.R-A-D, red. Second one, rainy day.
Rainy day, rainy 是下雨的下雨天。
下雨天。
Is that the same?
我还记得有首歌好个 rainy day, 这是 rainy day, 这是 rainy day,、huh?
rainy,
下雨天。
rain 加 y.
Yes. It is said that your company was struggling against the bankruptcy 3 months ago.
To be exact, 3.5 months.
I'm sorry about that, but how did you afford to cover all the expenses?
And thanks to some money left by my father, we managed through those rainy days.
I remember that it didn't rain those days.
And the point is that those days were very hard for us.
一解释就懂了，对吧？ Rainy day 一般雨天都不是很好，对吧？但是所以雨天呢，就是
困难的日子，
非常困难。在这种这种话说，就是这靠着父亲留下的一笔钱才度过那段艰难的日子 ，right？
而且在英语里面，我们有这样的习惯短语，就是 save something against a rainy day，
就是以备万一，未雨绸缪。
哎，
其实这个未雨绸缪跟这个英文的这个 rainy day 还稍微有点关系。
未雨没下雨的时候就赶紧做准备哈。
所以 it's true。
Okay.
Rainy day, right?
嗯哼。
啊，我就说到 rainy day， 我想起每个国家的那种 culture 不一样，因为我们总是觉得有太阳的日子很好，然后 rainy day 然后觉得很糟糕、很困难，对吧？然后在非洲，因为有一个地方每天都是日照特别强，他们特别讨厌有阳光的日子，
就希望每天能下场雨啊。
所以一到下雨或者阴天的时候，他们在全出来
跳舞，
然后互相打招呼，天气不错。So, 可能 rainy 对他们来说，那可能就是好日子了，对吧？
嗯，所以还是不一样的。但是我们现在就是单在英语里面说，还是 rainy day is not good, is very hard。
嗯，这个就像我们觉得西风都冷飕飕，西北风一飘。
嗯，
没什么好的是吧？
他们还有西风送，
西风送冷死了。但是因为地理位置不同嘛，
嗯，
所以我当时西风有不是好送的，东风嘛，so it's different 哈，
东风破。
yes, so rainy day 记住是非常
hard days
困难的 days。所以如果你要说以备万一、未雨绸缪的话，可以说
save
something
against
a rainy day。为下雨天准备，未雨绸缪哈。
嗯哼。
The third one, raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
哎，我想到了一个非常相似的是 hit the ceilings, right?、
我们知道 hit the ceilings 是 out of rage and very angry, right?
就是雷霆大怒。
嗯，暴跳如雷。
这个 raise the roof 会有相似的意思吗
？Let's see.
My neighbors are raising the roof. I got to call the police to stop them.
They are noisy, but it seems to be a grand party instead of fixing the roof.
Oh, I've never heard said they are fixing the roof. I never said they are
raise the roof and fixing the roof. They're not the same meaning, right?
Yes, 就是说我 neighbor 在 raising the roof, 我得 call police 啦。
嗯，
叫警察啦。
实际上是抱怨这个邻居太吵了，
对，
报警制止他们。
就是 make too much noise, 他们太吵了，对吧、
嗯、
？Having too much fun,
玩得过火了。
这个词语呢，通常用来形容由于聚会过多而造出的麻烦，比如说噪音太大，好像要把房顶掀翻似的。
嗯、对，我们也有相同的表达哈，就是啊，把房顶都吵翻了天嘛。
All right, that's right.、So my neighbors are raising the roof. I got to call the police to stop them.
The noise is unbearable.But you'd better call them first, and it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, call the police. You are neighbors anyway.
All right.
所以还是在叫警察之前，
以和为贵。
先私底下先商量一下。如果他们实在是不领情的话，那你 call the police.
是的，对。先来软的，对吧？再来硬的。OK， 再来 remote。
Remote,
这是很遥远的，一看就能够感觉到很遥远的感觉。I met Collins yesterday at the party. I remember you mentioned he was a friend of yours.
No, I don't like him very much, for he's always quite remote.
Remote? But he just lives in the same town as we do.
I didn't mean he lives far from us. I refer to the psychological impression.
我说我昨天呢在 party 上见到 Collins 了，我记得他好像是你一个朋友，对吧？
然后说我不是很喜欢他，他总是 quite remote，
quite remote， 然后我就说 remote 他跟我们住一块儿，怎么会 remote 呢？
实际上 remote 在可以理解成距离上的远，也可以表示冷漠生疏，让人有距离感，
心灵上的距离比较远。That's it. So 如果要听到you knowHe's a psychological impression, the remote one, 就是 that's him.
Exactly himself, don't mind. 他就那样，你不要太在意。
对，他就那样，你也没办法，对吧？So,
let's have a review.
首先加到你词库里的词就是非常的棒。Red.
Cool.
他这个 red 是 R-A-D, 不是 R-E-D。
Yes, I see.
所以那个 R 可能会大一点，是吧？一个是 red, 一个是 red. It's kind of hard for me too. 还有那个 rainy day.
Rainy
day
is a really hard time.
对 saving something for the rainy day 就是未雨绸缪的意思啊。
Against a rainy day.
还有 raise the roof.
They're too noisy.
太吵了，尤其是 party 之后你发的后果。那 remote 呢，给人的感觉是心理上的距离。
Psychological remote.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.cooler.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
Okay, now let's
go
to part two. Let's see some idiomatical impression, right?
Susan, do you shopping a lot?
Quite.
Yes, okay. Do you go to the mall or supermarket or just the 服装市场 or something?
All of this.
All of that. But you found that 在很多大商场里是不能杀价，对吧？它不像小
价值哈。
对，所以但是我们经常会问 to give a discount, 打折吗？是这样一个含义，对吧？但是如果说这里不能杀价，我们的杀价
就这里不能砍价。
那we can't bargain here.对吗？
还有一种更低的说法就是 you can't haggle here.
Haggle, H-A-G-G-L-E, 实际上就是讨价还价的意思。
对，然后像 bargain, 还有dicker, D-I-C-K-E-R, dicker, 这三个词都是讨价还价。所以因为大家实在有时候愿意跟人家讨价还价，所以不同的人有不同的方式，所以这个词也蛮多的。
或者是 bargain, 这三个词都可以指讨价还价。实际上因为亚洲人或者墨西哥等中南美洲国家的人以及中东部地区的人啊，
都习惯讨价还价。
我们从来好像觉得买那个标签上按标签买就好像觉得吃亏了一样。
总结是个 rip-off。
对，
被敲竹杠了。
对，所以呢那个标签先说是 price tag。
tag 是小标签的意思。
对，
price tag 就是价格标签了。
但是所以我们去在美国的时候可能觉得敲竹杠 rip off 的感觉是吧。
一般商场里都是不允许砍价的。
但我想还是有些东西可以给砍价了吧。
对呀、比如说 big sum, 就是一些大宗的商品，比如汽车呀、房屋呀、钢琴这些特别贵重的东西还是可以 haggle。
Interesting, 好像在中国越贵的东西越不
能杀价，
就我们就几毛钱三毛五三毛吧，
少给五分钱就可赚大了。
等到买大众货几万几万全出去了，对吧？
就是不一样哈，他们就觉得小钱上面我们可以不用打理，但大钱上一定要能省则省哈。
Right, that's right. How much is this watch?
$400.
Can you come down a little?
Sorry, but you can't haggle here. We go strictly by the price tag.
Really? 我说500块钱一个表。Calm down a little.
Calm down, 稍微便宜点，想想
上
一点。
上往下一点能行吗？他说 Sorry, you can't handle here.
Haggle here. 这里不能杀价。We go strictly by the price tag. 我们根据标价来卖东西。
Really? 我不信。How much did you pay for your new car?
$90,000 even. I haggled $3,500 off the price.
Really? Do you always dicker over prices?
Yes, if I pay a full price for the big ticket item, I feel like I'm being ripped off.
I don't blame you.可以理解对吧？
I don't blame you, 不是说我不责备你，而是我可以理解你。
对，如果你说我杀了，我还价还了，比如说
3000多块钱，3500多块钱，
我就用 haggle 这个词就行。比如说 I haggled 20 RMB, 他要80，我给60 ，I haggled 20 RMB。
我砍下来了20块钱，觉得今天真是干了件大事
哈。Right, that's right. 那就说还有那就是 that's pretty necklace you're wearing.Very pretty necklace you're wearing. How much did you pay for it?
$120.
Only $120? Really a bargain?
Yes, it was. It was ticketed at $450, but the jewelry and jeweler knocked off $330.
Really? That's a good buy.
这里面的数字好挺多的啊。
就是买了那个他的 knock off。
原价是450，但是珠宝店老板让我少付了330。
你想怎么说呢？譬如说这个标价是450，就是
it was ticketed。
Ticketed
at 多少多少钱？
就是他那个上面写的是多少，对吧？
嗯、
但是 the jeweler 卖珠宝那个人
knocked
off。
就是自己
他让他少付了330，太牛了哈。
Really is a good buy. That's a good buy,
买
真便宜。
Yeah,
买
的还真是便宜 ，right？
复习一下。这里不能杀价。
We can't haggle here.
Next one is, 真划算。
真划算 ，is that a good buy？
Good buy, a real bargain. 就是它标价是多少 ？It was ticketed at ticket 就是那个票。Ticketed 做动词用 ，at 多少多少钱？
So let's go to part 3.
That's the story.
Yeah, a young cartoonist. 其实这个故事很非常的 popular， 大家都听过可能。
对，原来我们的课本上就有的。
对，年轻
重复一下哈。
As a young cartoonist, Walt Disney faced many rejections from newspaper editors who said he had no talents.
作为一个年轻的漫画家，沃尔特·迪斯尼经常会遭到很多报纸编辑的拒绝，也说。根本没有天分。
One day a minister at a church hired him to draw some cartoons.
有一天一位教堂的牧师雇他画一些漫画。
Disney was working out of a small mouse infested shed near the church.
于是迪斯尼每天就在教堂旁边满是老鼠的小棚屋外面工作。
After seeing a small mouse, he was inspired.
看到一个小老鼠，一只小老鼠后，他就灵感大发。
That was the start of Mickey Mouse.
这就是米奇老鼠的故事了。
哦，
听得比较简单，其实没有那么容易的成功的人哈。
对，而且我好像还有这种成功的故事，总是会有不同的版本。这个呢是说在教堂外面的一间小，但是我很记住
是在车库
garage
啊，在
专门去学那个词，
在车库里面看，他就把一小片面包放在地上，一小老鼠每天都来吃。
对，还要吃。So, which version do you like most?
I think the
church one.
No, I prefer the garage one.
Yeah.
It's really, they have close relationship.
Yes, that's right. So, that's all for today.
Okay, next time we'll give you interesting story. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.